Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Now it's time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Bot Brothers-in-Law, with special guest Good Book, and he talks about his new album, Pressure.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is the world-famous Mark Wasserman. Hey. Missing in action is Big Brother from the Bot Brothers-in-Law.
Right,
oh, sorry, Craig's here. And Mr. Joe Grande.
Orale, pues.
And I am Blue, the world-famous cannabis host that's with these guys.
Everybody knows you. I mean, you go to a convention, it's like Blue's
hey,
Moses.
Man. There he is. Hey, Blue. Hey. Oh, wait, oh, Blue, can you move aside? There's yeah. Mark Wasserman. Yeah. Hey, Mark.
Yeah. And then it's like, then our mascot comes out.
Don't we miss those? I love the videos.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
That you've been randomly sending out yeah. of like some old pictures of us doing something. It's
those
like,
are the days.
Yeah, dude. Everybody knows you, and then they see Mark, and then they're like, what's up, bro? Hey, Blue, how you doing? Oh, I'm good.
Hey, are you Joe Grande yet? Can you do me a favor? What? Can you take a picture of me and Mark, please?
Yeah,
no problem.
You got to feel bad for my brother when we go places.
I don't do it.
You
know? I don't do it. People ask me.
He only gets recognized when I'm standing next to him.
Yeah. No, that's not true. Check it out. So funny thing is.
I had a kid asking for an autograph because he thought he was the guy from the movie Up.
Yeah.
The old man.
Dude, I was in Vegas. This is a true story. I'm walking, and it made me feel good. You know what I'm saying? I'm with my wife, dude. It was like New Year's or something. And we were doing our own thing. No one else. It was just us. And we're walking through Vegas, and dude's like, Cannabis Talk 101. What's up, Blue? And I'm like looking around and shit. I didn't even see that. I never to this day seen the dude. Never, dude. Just disappeared, bro. He literally was like, Cannabis Talk 101 in the hallway. And I looked around. Like, if it was one of the homies, they would have said.
You just didn't hear things in your head?
But the funny thing is, this guy came up to me the other day and he goes, hey, Blue, what's up, man? And I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. And he's like, dude, I saw your boy in Vegas. I'm like, who? He's like, Craig Wasserman, Pod Brothers at Law. I said, well, who was he? I asked him, was he with his brother? He said, nah, man. I was looking for Mark. And I was like, what? And he's like, but he was out there with some lady. I don't know. I was like,
a little Latina.
Yeah,
making way.
That was his wife. Yeah, obviously it was Amanda, him and Amanda.
That is
so
great.
That's
always a good time.
It's fun, right? Though, man.
Well, thank you guys all for listening to the show all around the world. And we have a very special guest in here with us today. Mr. Booker T. Washington.
Booker T.
What's
up? What? I'll take it. You got the book right, but it's Good Book.
It's a good book.
The Good Book.
Yeah, good
follow
book.
Him IG at The Good Book, right?
At It's All Good Book, ITZALLGOODBOOK.
Yeah.
Say that again.
It's All Good Book, ITZALLGOODBOOK.
So that's not one thing. That's he said what it is, and then he spelled it out for you.
Yeah, it's all
for
good book.
Guys that are a little older and slow like myself. Hey, book, you got
might put an S in there. I need
the
Z.
Yeah.
And it looks nice too. It's like
it's all good,
and it's Me Fly Beats, Me Fly Music.
Yeah. Me Fly
All
everything.
Day. Clothing, too. I mean,
Me Fly everything. Yeah, Pitt's part of the crew. I mean, he's the cook. He's the one making it all, put it together.
Chef Pitt. Chef Pitt, he makes it happen.
And Pitt's over here working with us. And, of course, you're over there, the face of the crew. What exactly are you guys doing now?
Right now, we're working on a couple projects as far as, like, music with all of our artists and stuff like that. I just dropped a project called Pressure. What was that, on Monday?
Under pressure.
We're always doing something. Every Monday, we're dropping something to give to our fans, whether it's music or clothing, any type of merchandise.
Monday Me Flies.
Yeah, Me Fly Mondays.
Me Fly Mondays. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and get a piece of that. Let me get a piece of that. Dave did Me Fly
Mondays.
Everybody
here, right.
I just can't. It's Me Fly Mondays. It's Crazy Tuesdays. No, you know, one thing, dude, I've always known you, Book. I've known you for some time now, and
it's been a while.
You're a hustler, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a grinder. Your whole team's grinders, man. And it's,
sir,
you know, I think we all were blessed to kind of meet each other in a lane, because we were both, you know, working at the same spots, you know, and we didn't even know each other. And it was a blessing, because I you know, you move in next to sort of some cats, and like, damn, is this going to be a problem? Is this going to be is this going to be that?
We started
to, you know, work and nothing but love from you guys, and nothing but hustle.
Yep. Straight,
you know what I mean? And that's
networking.
Yeah, straight. Yeah. Nothing but love, nothing but hustle. And it's been like that for, I don't know, 14 years. How long has it been?
It's been a while.
You know, we've
been
14 years next to each other.
Wow.
You know, don't get it twisted.
Young.
It isn't like, we're not just all, this guy was a young little kid, dude.
Yeah,
like, he was, I mean, barely getting
his car.
He
probably wasn't smoking weed then.
Yeah, I don't even think he had a, he was.
Not too much.
He had his game on, but he didn't have his game on like he does now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And neither did I.
He didn't have his.
Did
he didn't have his swole like he's got right now back then.
Oh,
either.
No, I was a pin, so I was super small.
Yeah, he's a little guy. No, but you know, sincerely, though, and your whole team, we've been fortunate to kind of reunite and see you guys, and it's beautiful. Tell us about your album that's out right now. Again, let's dive into it.
Oh, it's called Pressure. We just dropped it on Monday. I had a lot of people pre-order, which it was real cool. You know, I was just promoting on Instagram. I didn't have
is
no,
that pressure
no
like
sponsor.
Smoking weed pressure? Like,
no, it's more like press her.
Oh, press her.
Yeah. So, you know, pressure together.
P-R-E-S-S-E-H-E-R. Yeah, Joe's attention.
Yeah, press her.
Yeah. Did I?
What does that mean, press her? I don't know, like from
like
the...
Like press her, I mean...
Like press her to work harder? Press her to go to school?
Banger?
Or press her face down?
Banger. I'm
not
going
more
with
like
bang.
My, not, well, I mean, for whoever likes that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not against it, but it's more like, you know, putting pressure on anybody's necks who's in our way.
Yeah.
Females especially, because sometimes they are haters.
Yeah, those girls are haters.
They don't want to see you. They don't want to see you dream. You know.
Yeah, they don't want to see you dream.
They don't want to see you dream.
Yeah, steal your dreams.
Dream killers.
You know, I'll tell you what, man. You know, it's being out there, you know, and working in the industry of music and entertainment. You know, you're out there putting out, you know, records that people can visually live, and they live those lifestyles. So in order to be like that and put those out, what's your favorite song on the album?
I think Pressure.
We got to play the record Pressure.
I mean, we should.
Come on, here it goes.
Really
intro the song so we can play it. Pick it, edit it in.
Here's Pressure by Good Book and the Me Fly Squad. New project just dropped, so go and check that out. iTunes, any platform.
Bang.
Ay, hope you bitches feel the pressure. Yeah, when real niggas come together, all real nigga winning. Nothing better big, get into the cheddar, keep my foot up on the gas. All pedal, big body, drive fast, can't catch up.
These niggas feel the pressure.
Ay, live fast, get cash. New kicks, bitch, bad, fresh cut, drip splash. Pro gold on my neck every day, what more can a real nigga say? When real niggas come together, all real nigga winning. Nothing better big, get into the cheddar, keep my foot up on the gas. All pedal, big body, drive fast, can't catch up.
These niggas feel the pressure.
Ay, live fast, get cash. New kicks, bitch, bad, fresh cut, drip splash. Throw gold on my neck every day. What more can a real nigga say? Yeah, you probably never understand why I be waking up and feeling like the man. I be doing what you can, and I'm blessed to say I can. I be feeling like a drummer, bitch. I'm on my way to make another band. Not your born player, you can even check my stats. Counting up a bundle, had to triple check my math. How a nigga sinning if he never checking traps? Need the crib like the Marriott, checking in the past. Got old bitches saying I'm the best they ever had. If I didn't know my worth, I would've settled in the past. Cornered off a square, now I got a silver flag. It was looking like a settlement when she hit the pad. Friends turn phony, shit don't even make me mad. I be way too motivated, it just make a nigga smash. Racing to the money, this a circuit, not a drag. Had to drip a couple corners, but I gotta stay on track. Ay, if she gonna leave, she gonna leave through the back way. Life's too short for me to entertain a bad day. Yeah, it's all good till you put me in the bad space. If you wanna go the distance, gotta meet me halfway. I be getting to it even if I was a tad late. Macking with a vision, dropping 50s in the ashtray. Wanted something from me, so she hit me with a sad face. If she get it from me, she gonna bring it back like that. Ay, I got the ball, I'ma shoot my shot. Niggas scared to keep it real, this is all I got. I was told to keep it still, get it from my pops. Middle finger to the cops, no attention to the ops. Minor setbacks, nigga, that's no problem. Long as I know the way, I know they gon' follow. I done pulled up plenty times, no mileage. And I'm still
still getting more dollars. All you bitches feel fresh. Yeah, when real niggas come together, all real nigga winning. Nothing better being getting to the cheddar. Keep my foot up on the gas, off pedal. Big body, drive fast, can't catch up. These niggas feel fresh. Hey, live fast, get cash. New kicks, bitch, bad, fresh cut, drip splash. Pro gold on my neck every day. What more can a real nigga say? When real niggas come together, all real nigga winning. Nothing better being getting to the cheddar. Keep my foot up on the gas, off pedal. Big body, drive fast, can't catch up. These niggas feel fresh. Hey, live fast, get cash. New kicks, bitch, bad, fresh cut, drip splash. Pro gold on my neck every day. What more can a real nigga say? What more can a
real nigga say? AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Well, there it is, Cannabis Talk 101. We're back with Me Fly Music, Me Fly Beats. The song was great, brother. How many people worked on that with you?
I've worked on it myself as far as writing, but Pitt's always engineering. You know, nice. We got the in-house studio, so we always collaborate on everything.
Is he producing the tracks, or he didn't make the album?
He didn't make the beats, but he is on the production side.
None of them?
Not on this project.
The whole album?
Yeah, not on this project.
Damn, Pitt. What happened, bro? You stopped making beats like that?
No, he's still making beats. You know, we still got a lot of songs that we
Pitt
have to drop.
Pitt needs to be up here, too, bro.
I'm always working. You know, I stay in the lab on the beats.
You're over here putting out beats, bro. What are you talking about, dog? So if you don't know, man, Pitt's our chief engineer over here. He's holding it down. He's the Cannabis Talk 101.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Squad back there, just literally in the
and the
cuts.
Canes mascot as well.
Yeah,
we got a side gig.
Yeah, he's killing it though. So Book, okay, so tell me, you also ride bikes?
Oh yeah, street bike life. I'm part of a motorcycle club as well.
What's the club called?
Down Ass. Down Ass.
Down Ass.
Down Ass. Yeah.
Ass.
Down AZ. AZ.
Got you. Down. Yes. What does that represent? Tell me about it. You know.
I'm actually new to the club. We had another club before, and we just patched over to make things happen. But so far,
the
man,
whole crew it's, patched over.
Yeah, the whole crew. We it was a executive decision between us all, and It was a great decision.
Is it just now random? Is it anyone and everyone gets together? Is it a local Inland Empire crew?
Yeah, anybody's welcome. You know, as long as you have a bike and you want to share the same brotherhood and the love for two wheels. A lot of us do actually. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you guys got a Meatfly Kush coming out.
I would love that. More like an OG, you know.
There's
everybody loves the OG.
I gotta get another one. Like, go ahead and get that
Meatfly
one.
OG.
Hold on, that's another great idea. Like, you just throw them away.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just kind of get my beak wet, though. That's all. I just want to get my beak wet.
Blue's throwing out ideas all the time for everyone. Hey, yeah. What did you guys do this? What did you guys do that?
Meatfly CBD.
Damn it, I keep giving it away. Out there, and so Meatfly, how many people are in the group? Who's it all? I know because I see, and I've seen some videos. I see you as what I envision is you kind of like the front man, the face man. Everything.
Right.
Pitt's kind of like, I love his look. He's always the chef, cooking things up. Always has that
Goldie.
Chef hat. And your
Goldie
other brother,
well.
Goldie. Yep. What's the role and how many people are in it?
So there's C-Dub. He's our CEO. And he's part of management as well. Pitt's more like production and producing, I guess. You know, same thing he almost does. Yeah, same thing he does here
with
you guys.
He's also the cook.
Yep. Goldie's management as well. He's like our CFO. There's me, I'm an artist. There's Cashboy Deuce. There's Marlo Primo, and we have female artists as well.
Yeah.
And that would be Ash Barkis, right? I think that's her Instagram, Ash Barkis, and then we have Jazzy.
Jazzy.
Yeah.
Nice,
is that the
dude.
Girl that you brought in here that one time too? She came
in. Oh, she
in
came
here?
In here? Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her. Cool girl.
Great voice too.
You know, and so are you guys just doing all in-house production, in-house distribution, everything?
Everything is pretty much in-house.
You know, congratulations on that, dude. It's not easy being able to hammer out all those things and get them done. We're an in-house production too. So, I know what
it
takes to really, really be here and sweat it out and go through the storm and being able to do that, man. Congratulations.
And you look at the big names that have done stuff like that, like a Master P, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
E-40s that it went from big labels.
That's how it happens.
I mean, and these are the cats that, that you think, oh, how does it work? Man, grinding on the streets, green
in the
lab, create your own thing, and you create yours, and then you own it. Something pops.
It's yours.
Bam.
It's yours. It's your record.
Definitely inspirations. They're definitely inspirations of ours, for sure.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, who else are some of those inspirations, especially with the music
side?
Oh,
man, I always grew up with Snoop. Snoop is, like, my greatest inspiration, man. I used to try to sound like him. I used to try to look like him. I'm originally from Long Beach, so I used to always see him out there. So he's always been, like...
The guy.
He's the guy.
He's the one. Yeah. He's the one that molded you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you come from the beat, so it's like that.
Yeah. As far as a younger artist, Kendrick Lamar, man, he's just... He's just sick with it. He's, man, his
Stay
head
with the
is
right
somewhere
camp.
Else.
He's with the, your mind's in the right camp. I like that.
Not only that, I like the way everything else about Kendrick Lamar. Like, you know, one, his music's dope, rapping sick, but everything else about the guy is dope. Married, his kids, his
Super
father.
Super humble.
I just like him as the person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see cats like that, it's one thing to just look at people and they're crazy or they're this and that or they're acting like idiots. I'm like, when you act like an idiot too much, I'm like, I'm not a fan.
But you like the ones that respect themselves more.
When you respect the game of life more than just the game of like, I'm rapping, bitches, fuck you. Or what is that? Come on, dog. Respect life.
Right.
Yeah. Respect the game of life. We respect you as an artist, and you can still be down and talk a little shit here and there.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, even Cardi B, I like Cardi B. She gets a little crazy.
Yeah, she's wild, man.
She's wild. But,
she
still has a life side to her that makes me go, okay, you're still crazy, girl. But I see what you're trying to do.
Well, that's the thing. Some people are one-dimensional, right? They can't even see the actual person. Yeah. They can't see the entertainment. They can't see the flow of being like water, let's say. You know, but understanding it, I think, in music, entertainment, and this whole world of what we're putting out, you know, and we're all a part of it, we all have a fair share of what we're offering, you know? And I think, you know, what would you suggest yours is in that world? Like, the album. What's the album like?
The album is, I've been creating it for the past, 2 years now? So it's a little mix of different things that I was going through around these hard times.
Okay.
Most of all.
Yeah.
It's more me talking about my passion.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What I'm cool. about.
Fantastic.
Well, we want to do the high five with you, Book.
Do you know what the high five is?
Yeah, I've actually heard it. So yeah
I'm ready. Actually, thank you for listening to the podcast. How you doing?
My favorite part of the show.
Hi, cool. I'm Mark Wasserman from
High Five.
Yeah,
with Me Fly's very own
Good Book.
The Good Book right here, baby boy. Book, swole as can be. Book just looks healthy too. You know what I mean? Yeah, when you look at him.
Thank you. I've been working on myself.
Yeah, I can tell, dog. You don't look nothing like definitely me. So that's I can tell you look really, really healthy.
Yeah. Like,
Question number one: how old were you the first time you smoked, and where'd you get it?
I think I was about 13 years old. I smoked with my cousin. I'm going to put him on blast, Chip. He had a blunt. He said, "You want to smoke this?" I was like, "Why not?" Went downstairs.
Where were you guys at?
We were at my auntie's house. Yeah, she had a little basement.
With the cousin at the auntie's, boom, yeah. Getting lit.
Before that, I think a little bit before that, Pitt and J-Bo. Yeah, Pitt and J-Bo, man, they let me hit a little something.
He was like, Pitt's over there like, thanks for not putting me out there first, bro. His brother, he was like, Pitt, man, don't give my brother no weed. I was like, man, let the little nigga hit the blue.
I love it.
Yeah.
Question number two of the high five with Me Fly. Book.
Yes, man. Sir.
What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
I'm old fashioned, I guess you could say. Joints, papers, straight papers, rice papers. Yeah.
I like
Elements
that.
Or zigzags, ultra thins.
Nice. Yeah. I like that.
I don't smoke tobacco, no blunts, no none of that. Yeah.
Fantastic. So. Question number three of the high five, Mark.
Craziest place you've ever used cannabis or smoked cannabis?
Okay, that's cool. I actually went on a cruise, me and my girl.
Ooh.
And we ended up in Honduras, and we were like off, I don't know.
Honduras?
Yeah, you know how with the cruises, they'd be like, don't go this far. We were like, forget that. We went over here. Yeah, we met some people. They gave us some weed, and we smoked with them.
That had to be cool.
Yeah, it was real cool.
Did they even speak English?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we're on this small little resort in Little French Key.
Yeah.
And jaguars, horses in the water, all type of crazy stuff like that. Yep, gave us some weed and smoked with them.
So basically they take you to like a resort and tell you, don't leave this resort.
Yeah, somewhat, but
you do.
It was, yeah.
Be careful when you venture out. All right,
exactly.
Question number four of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five. What is your go-to munchies when you get high?
Oh, man.
He's not eating anything right now.
A protein shake.
Man, actually, barbecue Lays. It doesn't matter which barbecue. The southern sweet. What is it? Sweet southern hot. I forgot which ones they are, but barbecue Lays, man. I'll tear those up.
Yeah.
We actually have a bag in the other room for you. Brother.
Oh, yeah. I might
take
have
one
to
home right when you get high.
Yes, sir.
Question number five of the high five with Mr. Me Fly, Senior Book. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive. Who would it be and why?
Come on now. We already know Tupac is the greatest of all time as far as artistry.
Yes.
And he was a smoker. So I would say Tupac first. And then, of course, Snoop, man. Like, I met him when I was a kid. I didn't get to smoke with him then. So I would love to smoke with him now.
So what's your favorite Tupac song? You got the
All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
You kind of have a pockish little. Anybody ever say
hey
that
man,
to you?
Hey, man, don't do that to me.
Somebody's have said it to you before. As
I'll
you say it,
it
though, I see. I look at you and I can see a little pockish in you.
Hey, man, I got a little bit in me. Yeah. Probably a little bit of thug.
Nice. Thug
everybody
life,
got a little bit of thug in it.
Just a little bit.
Man, well
where can people find you guys on Instagram and all that stuff? Plug it one more time.
You can follow us at Me Fly Media. That's our media page. We pretty much post everything there as far as music and merchandise, like we were saying before. For me, it's all Good Book with the Z.
There it is, man. Yeah.
And if you're looking for some packs, is that King Pitt? Is that the?
It might be King Pitt. King Pitt. We got Rolls Royce. It's Gold to C at Gold to C.
Yeah.
Cash Boy Deuce. You can probably find us all on Me Fly Media. So
let's
just send them there.
Yeah, C-Dub,
Gold. Tilly as well. I'm sorry, I didn't speak on Tilly earlier. That's one of our artists as well.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Perfect, man. Go check them out. Not only are they got some dope music, but they're great people. When we come back, not so great stuff with When Cannabis Goes Bad with Mr. Mark Wasserman. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and me, Mark Wasserman. My brother's gone.
Thank God he's out of here.
And you know, it's been a while. Been a while since you've heard some cannabis goes bad, because
I actually had to share a few stories while you were gone. You know, I hope you're not going to read the ones. I tried to.
You know what your brother did a good job. Your brother did a good job on Halloween when he was pretending to be.
Yes,
he studied that one and everything. You know,
I told him to go all the way.
Yeah. That's like
the
last time we had him. That was good. Yeah. That was real good. He did well.
Oh, hey, you did really good.
Yeah, I loved it.
The whole look and everything.
Very entertaining.
I can't wait to hear what you got there.
And I walked around all day yelling at people.
And the whole day.
Pissing off.
You know what was cool, though, is he actually did your show. Like, during the show, you guys did each other's parts. It was good. Good for business, man.
We had fun doing it.
Appreciate it, man.
All right. Cool. So here we go. Out of New Jersey, the headline reads, explosion leads cops to a New Jersey field where they found 4 men with a cannon, a bowling ball, and drugs.
No way!
Police responding to reports of explosions. Did you do this one already? Yeah.
Hey. No way!
That's crazy.
Wait. No way!
Wait a second.
No. Do it. You might. Yeah, you know what? You might do the story a lot better than I did, though. My point is, I said to you, I just threw
the story on the floor.
And my point to you is, I said I tried to do them because even I'm going to be honest with you. Even your delivery at the beginning of that was better than what I did. For some reason, you do your segment better than I do.
Well, it's my segment.
Exactly.
That's why it's called my segment.
Redo this story for those.
No way.
See what happens, Mark? Oh, you don't fucking show up. I steal your stories.
So let me get through this and tell it the real way.
Okay.
How this story happened with police responding to reports of an explosion.
No way!
And they found a cannon, fireworks, and drugs. 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 No, they found way. Drugs.
Yeah,
drugs.
Right. A little bit of weed.
Drugs. They found, look at the headline. Drugs.
And they're just placing it everywhere.
And while responding, the police spotted a pickup truck towing a trailer. And as they approached, officers saw what they described as a cannon on the trailer and fireworks in the vehicle occupied by four people. In the bed of the truck, they found two mortar tubes for the fireworks and a bowling ball with a rope attached to it.
Wow.
Not the rope. Hey, up to hey, something.
No way! What were they doing with the bowling ball and a rope attached to it?
Ball on a rope. Ball on a rope. I mean, that's not what you're thinking, Joe.
Okay.
The old ball and chain.
What would you do with that?
Well, and when the
Buck, what would you do with the ball?
I wouldn't know what to do with that.
Right?
Yeah, Joe, what are they really doing?
Joe did this freaking well. This is awesome.
The men told the police. Wait a minute. Let me say that again because I always hate reading stuff. The men told the police. That means they didn't shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. They did not.
And they told the police.
Yes, that's my weed.
That they were using the explosives and they were going to put the bowling ball in the cannon to try and shoot it out.
Not very smart.
Not very smart.
And they
at
continued
all.
Not to be smart.
Well, and then they searched the pickup truck and they, you know, found all these explosive materials and they found some cannabis in the center console. A hand-rolled joint. And when I look at this headline that said they found drugs.
But the funnier part is or the worst part, not only is it a propaganda headline, but the nonsense of the guy going, yeah, search my vehicle. Like, well, the cop asked, can I check?
Though? Some states don't have that. Like, we're
I think
in
it was
California,
in Michigan, wasn't it?
We fought for
no,
all
New
those.
Jersey.
New Jersey,
this
sorry.
This is in New Jersey. And, I mean, the moral of this story, I got to say, is don't carry cannabis with your cannon.
Sure.
How about that?
Sure. I mean, I can't
makes
believe.
Makes sense. It definitely makes sense.
No way!
All right. Yeah. I got another story. Out of South Carolina, the headline reads, did you cherry pick this one too? Five people who say they were hunting ghosts were arrested on burglary charges.
No way! I don't know why it's so funny, but I'm fucking loving it.
Hey, we're just a couple of guys.
Can I tell the story?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
please. Ahead. You know, I didn't tell this story, so go ahead. I don't know this one.
Well, here we go.
Hold on. Boo.
Damn.
It's a ghost. It's a ghost. It's a ghost.
Boo.
Officers.
Are we stoned right now? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I think you are. What? Hey, you use THC for your back.
Hey, yeah. Why, mind your own. Go. You writing a fucking report on me now?
Must be the cream.
An officer was on patrol.
That cream. Cream got his eye.
It's the cream.
An officer on patrol was driving by Old Sims Middle School. And this is in South Carolina. When he noticed a Jeep parked in the rear of the school. They saw some sit up.
Some lama lima lima do ba ba ba.
There you go. They thought. They thought.
Hold on, rewind. Start that again, Mark.
They thought someone might be inside the old school, so they went through the fence and found an open door. Oh, I was waiting for
the
no
back
way.
Door.
Okay. Yeah. They went inside and started to check the rooms. They smelled a strong odor of cannabis, aka. Drugs.
Ghost smoke.
And heard noise coming from upstairs. They checked a room and found two men and three women trying to hide behind the door. Officers say they pulled their weapons and told them to get on the floor with their hands on their heads. They found a handgun and a knife on one of the men. They also found, ready? A cannabis cigarette.
No way!
And a half-smoked joint also.
Oh, wow.
Those were the drugs.
So they had a joint and a half a joint.
A joint and a half a joint.
And the
headline reads that they found drugs as they were looking for ghosts, and they then told the officers, here it is again, they told the officers, means they didn't shut the fuck up. They heard the place was haunted and were there looking for ghosts, and that was their cannabis.
No way!
It must have been good.
Moral of the story, when you're out chasing ghosts, leave your cannabis at home. Yeah. And I'm Mark Wasserman, little brother of the Pop Brothers at Law, and that's When cannabis goes bad.
Mark, you get it right there.
Dude, ladies and gentlemen, he's back. Feel Welcome free to give him back. A call.
Yeah.
Say hello to him. Call him on his personal line, 562-772. 99, never
suck.
Mind.
Yeah.
99
sucks. Yeah.
Suck. Call me there.
Well, look, guys, you know, look, I want to thank you for being on the show, man. It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure.
One more time, shout out where everybody can reach you on the show, man.
At MeFlyMedia on Instagram. Just hit us up. Or just come to my page. But MeFlyMedia is where we're all at, so go with MeFlyMedia.
There it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this, if no one else loves you,
we do!
No, it was no way!
Thanks for listening to another podcast of Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis, featuring Good Book.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.